You are listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. Tomorrow, it is Nevada's turn to take a stab at whittling down the presidential field. Nationally, political advertising in the campaign is expected to top $6 billion, mostly on old-fashioned TV. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, not all political ads are created equal.
Maybe last night you plopped down on the couch to watch the new episode of Grey's Anatomy on ABC. Or maybe you streamed it. Same show, same couch, same rules for political ads?
There are vastly different reporting regimes for broadcast television versus digital.
Erica Franklin Fowler co-directs the Wesleyan Media Project. She says streaming falls into the digital space, where political ads aren't always required to disclose who paid for them, because the Federal Election Commission hasn't updated internet ad rules since 2006. Erin Klopak with the Campaign Legal Center says that matters at the ballot box.
Knowing that it was paid for either, you know, by an environmental organization or an oil company really affects the way that people understand the interest behind that ad and what it really means.
eMarketer says about 70% of political ad spending will go to TV this year. But digital ads are growing because they can target hyper-specific groups of people based on where you are, what you buy, and yes, what you watch. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.